Coach Ross Dalma visits with us as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Great Plains Athletic Conference action, and the Briarcliff Chargers, a team that's coming off a loss on the road at Northwestern. Coach, taking on a team that I would term very dangerous at this point of the season.
Yeah, Mike, they are. You know, they're 7-6 in conference right now, and they know that they're in a stretch where they've got to just scrounge together a win or two whenever they can, and they're definitely on their home floor going to come out today and really give their best effort. You know, so much about the GPAC is timing, you know, when you play certain teams and that, and I just think right now they're in desperation mode, and we're going to see a really good effort from them.
Talk a little bit about Briarcliff. I take a look at their box score from Wednesday, and they aren't playing a lot of, they aren't spreading the minutes around a lot. It becomes a pretty simple game plan, I would imagine, for your team in terms of who you need to stop and limit.
Yeah, you know, they've tightened up the rotation, really playing 8, maybe 9 guys, and they are very perimeter-oriented with Mirren and especially Shipley. Fahey at the point guard, those three guys score a lot of points for them, and, you know, they're very good. They run a lot of double staggers for them, set a lot of screens for them, and just work to really get them shots. They're a team that I think are roughly over 40% of their shots are from beyond the arc, and, you know, they're dangerous. They're not going to change what they do. If they're making them, you're in trouble. If they're missing them, they're going to continue to shoot them, and the pressure's going to still be on.
What do you like what your team has done in the last two games, a pair of home wins over Nebraska Wesleyan and then on Wednesday over Morningside?
Well, yeah, the key word there is home. You know, we play very well at home, play with a great deal of intensity. And on the defensive end, I liked what we saw there during, you know, big stretches of each of those games there on the defensive front. We're going to have to make sure that we're that good for 40 minutes, you know, at Briarcliff. And that's just going to be the challenge in front of our guys. When we really hunker down and defend, we're pretty good. It's just a matter of getting that consistent, you know, effort all the time on the defensive end. And, you know, these are juniors and seniors that know what's at stake, and I'd like to think that they're going to come out and give a great effort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers getting set for this men's contest. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 17-5 overall mark, 9-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Briarcliff Chargers are 16-7 overall and 7-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff had won 6 games in a row from December 28th through January 16th, but have lost a pair in their last two games to Hastings 82-74 and Northwestern 88-77. This is the first time this season Briarcliff has lost 2 games in a row. Nick Nelson's team is scoring 78.3 points per game, and they allow 72.5 points per outing. They convert 43.6% of their field goals. Opponents are making 44.3% of their field goals, and the Chargers have relied heavily on the three-point shot, as Coach Dalma indicated. They've made 207 of 571 attempts for 36.3% success. Briarcliff has 571 three-point attempts, accounting for 41% of their total field goal attempts. Chargers have a 39.2 to 35.7 rebounding advantage. Jake Shipley scores 17.3 points per game. Taylor Murren is averaging 13.3. Turner Fahey scoring just under double digits at 9.9 points per game, and he has a team-high 70 assists. Zach Otting scores 9 points per game. Clay Harold is scoring 8.2 points per outing. The Defender men are 18-5 this season, 10-4 in league play. Got 6 games remaining. They're a game back of the leader in the GPAC standings. The Defenders' losses in the league are to Doan, 86-70, Midland, 97-89, Nebraska Wesleyan, that is, in overtime, 71-69, and Mount Marty, 77-60. Dort College has won 2 games in a row since that Mount Marty setback and are 9-2 since December the 12th. The Defenders are making 50.1% of the shots they take from the field. They limit teams to 42.1% shooting while out-rebounding foes 39.7 to 30.4. 7 different Defenders have led the team in scoring in games this year. Defenders have gotten to the free throw line 539 times. They're making 67.3% of their field goal attempts. Cliff Warner leads the team with a 15.3 points per game average. And he has 87 assists and 29 steals, both of those tops on the team. Warner also has 2.9 rebounds per game and is making 47.3% of his three-point shots and has converted 87 long shots this year. Trevor Walterstorff adds 14.1 points per game. He's making 58.2% of his field goal attempts and leads the team with a 6.8 rebounds per game average. Jordan Vogel contributes 12 points per game, and he is making 63.3% of his field goals. Austin Conchi and Chris Siever score 9.8 and 9.5 points per game each. Kyle Lindbergh is converting 6.7 points per game while taking in 6 rebounds. Sean Kaiser's at 5 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. The Briarcliff men were down 49-37 at halftime and never made a serious run at Northwestern in their most recent outing, falling 88-77 on Wednesday night. Taylor Murren and Jake Shipley had 19 points apiece. Northwestern got out rebounded 33-32. The Defender men led almost start to finish in beating Morningside Wednesday night, 89-68. North College was 32-55 from the floor. They also had a 37-32 rebounding advantage. Austin Conchi converted 8 of 9 field goals for 20 points. Cliff Warner added 14 with 6 assists and 2 steals. Trevor Walterstorff and Jordan Vogel added 11 and 10, while Sean Kaiser and Chris Sievers came off of the bench to score 9 apiece. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College having their starting lineup introduced right now. Let's take a look at those starting lineups. First of all, for the Briarcliff Chargers, they'll start number 4, Taylor Murren. Murren's a 6'1 senior from Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 13.3 points per game. John Angler's a 6'6 senior from Fort Dodge, Iowa, averaging 5.8 points per outing. Jake Shipley averages 17.3 points per game. He's a 6'8 senior from State Center, Iowa. Turner Fahey is a 6-foot sophomore from Grand Island, Nebraska. He wears number 23. He averages 9.9 points per game. And Michael Collison is a 6'10 senior from Iowa Falls, Iowa, averaging 5 points per contest. For the defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a 6-foot senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 15.3 points per game. Austin Conchi wears number 21. He is a 6'4 junior from Orange City, averaging 9.8 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff wears number 25. He's a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.1 points per contest. Kyle Lindbergh is a 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 6.7 points per game. And number 43 is Jordan Vogel. He's a 6'8 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders, and we are underway with basketball. Cliff Warner brings it into the front court. He passes left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Lindbergh on the right side, dumps it down low for Vogel. Vogel working against Collison, puts it up over the top of Collison. His shot is good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 2-0. 2-0 our score. With it out front with the basketball is Fahey. Fahey passes over to Shipley. Shipley out front, Collison. Collison for the back lob, and they throw it away. Dort College with the basketball back on the turnover. Inbounding will be Lindbergh as the Chargers go for the back screen and they throw it long and out of bounds. Dort College in their road black jerseys with yellow trim, white numbers. Warner feeds it down low for Vogel. Vogel facing up against Collison and tries to feed it back outside to Warner. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh to trigger it. Weaving through traffic, they get it into Warner. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Dort College with a 2-0 lead. Lindbergh gets it right corner. Lindbergh puts it on the floor, down to the baseline, nothing there. Picks up his dribble, feeds it down low for Vogel. Vogel working on Collison. Looks for the back screen, gets it underneath Kachi. Kachi layup good. Kachi able to cut to the basket. He goes up unhindered, and the Dort College defenders lead it 4-0. Into the front court with the basketball is Fahey. Fahey's going to drive right side, picks up his dribble, Angler. Angler to Shipley. Shipley will be on the three-point line. They go to Fahey at the free throw line, now to Collison. Collison back to Shipley, 15 to shoot for the Chargers. On the right side, down to the baseline. Shot is up, but a foul on the play. Shipley got knocked down away from the hoop. Taylor Murren went down hard, got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Austin Kachi. That's foul number one on Austin with 18:32 left to play in this first half. Taylor Murren to the free throw line. He's an 80% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair here. First free throw on the way for Murren. is on the way. This one's up and good. Older brother of Maddie Murren, who played for the women's team here at Briarcliff. He's a senior. First one is good for Murren. He's got another one on the way. Gets Briarcliff on the board. They trail 4-1 and now 4-2. Murren 51 for 63 this season from the free throw line. North College into the front court. Warner with it. He's guarded by Fahey. Warner with the basketball on the right side. Looked for the pick and roll. Couldn't get it to Walthersdorf. Instead comes left side over to Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Blocked by Collison. Rebound taken away by the Chargers. Briarcliff into the front court with the basketball is Angler. Angler, Fahey. Fahey on the left wing. Fahey will back it out in between the circles. He goes right side over to Collison. Collison over the basketball. Gives it up to Murren. Murren, Collison. Collison well out on the floor, 17 feet from the hoop. They try to pass it to Angler. Walthersdorf trying to save it in, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Our officials today, Tim Higgins, Joe Wells, and Brooks Wells. Inbounding will be Shipley for the Chargers. They get it into Fahey. Fahey setting the offense. 10 to shoot for the Chargers. Coach Nick Nelson calling for a set play. They go to Shipley. Shipley tries to step through. His shot from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Here comes Dort College, Warner. Warner left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the left side. Back over to Cliff. Cliff on the left wing. Back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side, Kachi on the wing. Out beyond the three-point line. Swing it left side, Warner. Warner to Vogel. Vogel working against Collison. Vogel, shot rims out, no good. There for the rebound, though, as Walthersdorf has put back his block. Now it's taken back by the defenders, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner, steps into the three, no good. Too strong. Tap out by Vogel, controlled by Lindbergh. Right side, Kachi. Kachi, three ball. Got it. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. Dort College leads 7-2. Chargers with the basketball, Fahey. Dort College able to extend the possession. Finally got an open look on the right side. The three-pointer by Kachi. Underneath it goes Collison. Collison with the left hand, good. Michael Collison with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 7-4. Trevor Walthersdorf with it out front. Walthersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi inside Vogel. Vogel again against Collison. Vogel spins, puts it up, and he had it blocked. Might have caught a little bit of arm. Actually, a lot of arm that time. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff. I beg your pardon. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. That time, Vogel clearly got hit on the elbow. Could see it pretty clearly from my vantage point at midcourt. Kachi throwing the ball in. Gets it into Warner. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff on the drive. Tries to shovel it outside. It goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath. Intended for Severs. Taken back by Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball. Down three. Out front with it is Shipley. Shipley goes to Fahey. Fahey feeds it down low for Ricky Torres. Torres working against Severs. Puts it up. Not shot, no good, but Torres will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting by Chris Severs. 16-19 remaining in this contest. 16-19 remaining in this first half. First free throw on the way by Torres is up and good. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw for Torres. He's a sophomore trying to make it a one-point ball game, and he does. Torres, 35 for 63 this season from the free throw line. He makes it a one-point game at 7-6. Lindbergh goes left side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf into the lane, and he's going to explode and dunk it. Trevor Walthersdorf. A two-point basket on the slam dunk. Nobody picked him up on the rotation. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way, and a foul called on Ricky Torres. Torres, the illegal screen as Cliff Warner goes down hard, and I think he went knee on knee with Torres. So Ricky Torres picks up the personal on the illegal screen, got a little aggressive with the lower body, and Cliff Warner will pick himself up. Cliff into the front court for the defenders. He's on the left side, picks up his dribble, goes to Lindbergh. They look for the handoff, gets it back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce, into the lane, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low, Kachi. Kachi, Warner, right side, Walthersdorf on the right wing. Walt into the lane, nothing there, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner, 15 to shoot. Kyle with the basketball, short corner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf against Shipley, tries to pass it back out. It's taken away. Here comes Turner Fahey. Fahey with the basketball. Fahey, nothing there, guarded by Kachi. Fahey feeds it underneath with the basketball. Wheeling is Otting. Otting, shot in the lane is good. Zach Otting averaging 9 points per game off of the bench for Briarcliff. He's got two today. Nathan Rendles to check in for the defenders. Left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Now comes back over to Cliff. Cliff swings at left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the left wing, looking, still looking. Now gets it, Lindbergh, top of the key, 17 feet from the hoop. Lindbergh back over to Kachi. Kachi, three, catch, fire, three, good. Eight for Kachi. Dort College leads 12-8. Chargers basketball down four, 14:50 and counting. Torres passes over to Otting. Otting guarded there by Kachi. They get it over to Shipley. Shipley will catch it. Shoots the three. No good. Long rebound taken away by Warner. Warner is fouled on the play by Shipley. Jake Shipley has just picked up the personal. And for Shipley, that's number one with 14:40 remaining. Three new players in for the defenders. It'll be Vogel, Rendles, Kaiser. Sievers and Warner stay on the floor. Chargers countering with Engler, Otting, Murren, Torres, and not sure who that fifth player is. That is Clay Harold. Pass out front, Kaiser. Kaiser, right side, Warner. Warner down low, Sievers. Sievers in traffic, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Engler. It's going to go on Engler, and for John Engler, that's number one with 14:25 remaining. Chris Sievers to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College playing with their two bigs together. Again, Tyler Waltersdorf unavailable for action this afternoon. He's still nursing a bum ankle. Sievers' first free throw, no good. Dort College is led by as many as five in the early going. They're up by four right now. Free throw by Chris is up. That one's good. He left the first one short. He knocks that one down. He's a 60% free throw shooter, and he makes it 13-8. Dort College in front by five. Shipley's off the floor right now for the Chargers. Let's see where they look to for their points. They go Engler. Engler on the perimeter, guarded by Vogel. Comes back out to Zach Otting. Otting shot blocked by Sievers, but a foul called on Chris, and that's number two on him with 14:09 remaining. That's the danger of putting those two on the floor together. Chris Sievers has just picked up his second personal. Kyle Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh will check in at the break. In between free throws, Otting is a 77% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good. Zach Otting is a 6'4 sophomore from Peosta, Iowa. He makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 13-9 our score. Trying to trim it back to three. Second free throw is on the way. This one's up and it rattles down. Otting makes them both. Briarcliff a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line. All three of fouls called on Dort College have been of the shooting variety. Rendles with the basketball out front. In trouble. Gets it away, Warner. Cliff dumps it down low, Vogel. Vogel with the reverse dunk. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Dort College leads 15-10. With the basketball is Zach Otting. Otting to Murren. Murren guarded there by Rendles. Pass comes back out front. 15-footer by Otting. That's Clay Harold. Harold with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 15-13. That was a three, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Taylor Murren on the perimeter. 13:28 left to go in the game. He picks up his first personal. I did not think Harold was behind the 3-point line, but they award him three. That came from the right wing. Cliff Warner to throw the ball in. Dort College by a deuce. Warner looking. Still looking. Gets it into Kaiser. Kaiser slices through the defense. Gets it away. Lindbergh. Lindbergh's three is no good. Rebound tapped around and controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball. Briarcliff bringing it up floor quickly. Here's Taylor Murren. Murren will pull up. Dumps it underneath Collison. Collison back around the horn. They go over to Otting. Otting to Shipley. Shipley puts it up, shot no good. Rebound fought for and taken down by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a 2-point lead. Cliff goes left side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Sean picks up his dribble, bad spot. Now they get it underneath Vogel. Vogel working on Collison into the corner, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tries to find Vogel. Vogel lost it. Back over to Lindbergh. 15 to shoot. Warner back over to Kaiser. 12 to shoot. Here's Vogel. Vogel in traffic, and he's hacked on the arm. Foul's going to go on Collison. Michael Collison has picked up his first personal with 12:38 remaining. That's Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Team foul number 5 on the Chargers in this half. Dort College with 3 so far, 2 of them though on Chris Severs. First free throw by Vogel is good, he's got 5. Kachi is in, Rendles is out. 12:38 left to go in the first half, 16-13 Dort College by 3. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. This one's up and good. So Vogel makes them both. He's got a half a dozen. Dort College leads 17-13. Briarcliff basketball. With it in between the circles out front is Otting. Otting goes to Harold. Clay Harold with the basketball back over to Collison. Collison gives it up. Otting. Otting guarded by Kaiser. They give it up to Shipley. Shipley right wing. Shipley back to Murren. Murren to Otting. Otting will fire the three, missed it, no good, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff, it'll be Dort College basketball. Shipley tried to track it down to the corner. Dort College now with a chance to build on the four-point lead. 12-10 remaining. 12-10 left to play in this first half. Sean Kaiser with the basketball out front. Sean gives it up, left side to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball back to Cliff. Cliff to Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low. Lots of contact down low. They give it up Vogel. Vogel on the left wing. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi right side Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Kaiser gives it up. Lindberg. Lindberg with the right hand. Good. Two-point basket. Dort College shows some patience on offense. They lead at 19-13 on the bucket by Lindberg. Comes over to Taylor Murren. Murren looking down low. Finds Harold, and Clay Harold travels with it. Dort College gets the ball back. 11:28 left to go in the first half. Dort College by 6, 19-13. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC on the community. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. With it out front is Warner, double team, goes into the corner, Kachi left side, out front Vogel. Vogel facing up against Collison, gives it instead over to Warner. Comes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right side, spin move into the lane. Double team, gets it away Vogel. Vogel working against Collison. Vogel puts up the awkward shot, no good. Rebound taken away though by Kaiser. 10 to shoot for the defenders, back over to Cliff. Cliff's three, no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders and Sean Kaiser. 11 minutes left to go in the game, in the first half, I should say, and that foul called on Sean, and that's the first on the sophomore from Sioux Center. Got called away from the ball. Got a little overzealous on the screen, evidently. With the basketball is Fahey. They give it to Engler. Engler into the lane, shot blocked by Walt. Rebound taken away by Collison. Collison off of the glass, though, good. Collison off of the miss, off the block shot, picks up the loose ball and knocks it down from straight on. Kaiser with the basketball, right side to Kachi. Kachi, Walt. Walt at the top of the key. We've got a foul called on Michael Collison. Collison has just picked up his second as he ran through the pick set by Jordan Vogel. Michael Collison has just picked up number 2. 10:31 left to play in this first half. It's team foul number 6 on the Chargers. Dort College leading 19-15. Dort College will inbound it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop down at the far end. Warner to throw it in. Gets it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner in the corner underneath Severs. Severs is going to wheel his hook shot. Good. Chris Severs with 3 points. Dort College leads 21-15. Quickly up the floor with the basketball. Fahey. Fahey, awkward shot. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Cliff wants to run the floor. Cliff, kick out pass. Kaiser tapped away, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Coach Ross Dommel wanted something different there. I think he wanted the pass a little bit earlier to go into the corner and then develop from there. Kachi with the basketball, right side, three-point line as he inbounds it. He gets it into Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, and we've got a foul called on Chris Severs, and that's number 3 on Chris. Silly foul. Severs now in foul trouble with 10:09 remaining in the first half. And he checks out of the ballgame with three fouls. So both teams have foul trouble. Sievers with three for the defenders, two for Collison and the Chargers. Zach Otting with the basketball. He gives it up to Murren. Murren posting up his Engler. Engler with the basketball. Trying to post up now is Fahey. Engler underneath his reverse. No good. Rebound controlled by Walterstorff. Trevor into the front court. Doesn't have the numbers. Trevor back over to Kachi. Kachi, three ball, missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff and Ricky Torres. Dort College playing with a six-point lead. Briarcliff basketball. Torres gives it up to Fahey. Turner Fahey with the basketball. Gets a screen out front. Spin move. Strip. But a foul on the play called on the defenders. Did it come before the shot is my question. It did not. Cliff Warner whistled for his first personal with 9:29 left to play in the first half. To the free throw line will be Fahey, a 62% free throw shooter. Fahey's first free throw is good. Shipley is in. Harold is out. That's Clay Harold. Dort College leads 21-16. And another free throw on the way for the Chargers, and Fahey makes that one as well. Briarcliff, 8 of their 17 points from the free throw line. Dort College leads 21-17. Left side pass, Warner. Warner on the right wing now. Kaiser looking down low. Dort College, a smaller lineup. This is Warner. Warner drops it inside for Vogel. Vogel, bounce pass underneath Walterstorff, and Walterstorff stripped on the way up. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. It'll be Briarcliff basketball, and Dort College will counter with Kyle Lindberg checking in for Sean Kaiser now. Warner to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 17 to shoot for the defenders. 9:10 on the game clock. Kachi with the basketball on the right wing. Kachi back over to Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low for Vogel. Goes through the lane over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it up over the top of Shipley. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Chargers. Here comes Briarcliff with a chance to cut into the four-point lead. It's 21-17. Right side pass, Murren. Murren on the wing, well beyond the three-point line. Murren with the basketball. He passes to Engler. Engler gives it up Shipley. Shipley with the basketball to Fahey. Fahey with the ball. Goes down low. Engler. Engler gives it up. Layup by Murren is good. Murren has 4 points. Dort College leads 21-19. Neither team has used a timeout yet. 8:30 left to play in the first half. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg into the corner. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg comes back over to Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel guarded there by Torres. Vogel, hook shot in the lane. Short shot is good. Jordan Vogel with 8 points. Dort College leads 23-19. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 23-19. Moments ago, Jordan Vogel with his 7th and 8th points of the contest. Dort College used a timeout. Back screen goes to Shipley. Shipley, layup, good. 2-point basket for Shipley. Dort College leads 23-21. Lindberg passes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, 17-footer, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled. Here's Warner, 3-pointer, rattles it in. Cliff Warner with a 3-point basket. Dort College leads 26-21. The first points of the day for Cliff Warner. 7:35 left to play, first half. With it on the left side is Fahey. Fahey, Shipley. Shipley guarded closely there by Lindberg. Into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Torres. Torres, three, no good. You'll take that shot if you're Dort College defensively. Kyle Lindberg brings it up. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi, Walt. Walt, the trailer, Vogel. Vogel in the lane. His off-balance shot, good. Jordan Vogel with 10 first-half points. Dort College leads by 7, 28-21. Briarcliff basketball, Turner Fahey. Fahey, they switch off on him. He'll put up a three, impatient. Shot no good, rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. They got a chance to build on the lead. They're up 7. With the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg gives it up to Kachi. Kachi, Lindberg, Lindberg, Warner. Warner, step back, nothing there. Underneath Kachi. Kachi, layup, good. Austin Kachi with a 2-point basket. There's a nice surge out of the timeout by the defenders. And the Dort College defenders have taken a 30-21 advantage. Transitioning and getting some easy buckets. Timeout, Briarcliff, back with more after this. Briarcliff uses a timeout with 6:43 left to go in the half. Trailing 30-21, Door College outscoring Briarcliff since that timeout. 7-2, I believe. They lead it now by 9, their biggest lead of the ballgame, 30-21. Pass goes out front, Collison. Collison back to Shipley. Shipley's going to drive, cut off. Comes back out front, 3 on the way is good for Zach Otting. Otting with 7, Door College leads 30-24. Into the front court, Warner. Warner left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looking down low. They come back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi with it on the right side. Nothing there. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner steps into the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Engler. Engler ahead of the pack. They come to Otting. Otting shot. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Warner. Warner into the front court. He goes left side. Kachi. Kachi, 17-footer. Good. Austin Kachi, the two-point basket. He's got 12. Dort College leads 32-24. 5:40 left to play in the first half. Right side pass, Engler. Engler, they're looking backdoor cut. They've had that play a couple of times. Instead, they get it to Collison posting up. Collison to Shipley, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Make no mistake about it. Briarcliff runs almost as much as they can through Jake Shipley, and it wears on you. Jake Shipley has logged a lot of minutes over his career, and that time he sliced the lane, had the pass, and it deflected off of his hands out of bounds. Rindles with the ball, passes over to Warner. Cliff with the basketball, Door College leading by 8. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, short corner left side. Now Kaiser. Kaiser has it deflected away from him. Briarcliff with the basketball coming back the other way with the opportunity to cut into the 8-point lead. Otting to Engler. Engler driving. Nothing there as Vogel's waiting for him. Passes back out front to Fahey. Fahey to Collison. Collison thinks about the 17-footer. 15 to shoot. Fahey fights through a screen set by Collison. They get it over to Engler. Engler back out front. Collison. Collison, 15-footer. No good. You'll take that shot. The ball's down on the floor. Briarcliff. Loose ball. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College didn't give up on it, and they forced the ball away from Fahey. Dort College gets the ball. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Rindles. Rindles, left side, Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel, reverse layup. Good. Two-point basket, Jordan Vogel. He's having a big game today. 12 points for the senior from Rock Valley. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 34-24. Fahey trying to back his way in. He gets an open look at a three. He hesitates. He missed it. Rebound, though, taken away by Otting. Otting, layup, good. Zach Otting with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 34-26. 4 minutes remaining in this first half. Cliff Warner into the front court, right side, Rindles. Rindles, Walt, Walt, top of the key, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low for Vogel. Vogel pushed out on the perimeter by Collison. Vogel outs, gets it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the finger roll got pushed underneath the basket, missed it. Rebound taken away by the Chargers. Briarcliff with the basketball, Zach Otting. Otting with the basketball out front, goes over to Collison. Collison right side. Collison gives it up to Turner Fahey. Fahey, Collison, Collison, Shipley. Shipley steps through and he's going to be called for traveling. That young man looks gassed right now. Shipley will trudge off of the floor, check out of the contest. Got called for the travel that time. 3:25 remaining in the first half. Dort College 34, Briarcliff 26. Dort College is led by as many as 10. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi with it on the right side. Kachi out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner thinks about the three, covered up quickly. Now we've got a hold called on Briarcliff, and that's going to go on Clay Harold. Harold has just picked up his first personal. Team foul number 7, though, I believe. So Clay Harold whistled for the personal, and Sean Kaiser will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Sean has not scored yet today. He had a finger roll opportunity, roll off just moments ago. Free throw on the way by Sean is up and through. Looked like it was short out of the hand, but it drops just over the lip of the rim and down. Another free throw on the way for Kaiser. This one's up and good as well. So Sean swishes them both through. He's got a pair of points. Dort College leads 36-26. Briarcliff basketball, Fahey. Fahey with it out front. Briarcliff playing without Engler right now and without Shipley. They pass over to Clay Harold. Harold drives in, blocked by Vogel. Rebound, Vogel. Vogel looking for his point guard, finds Warner. Warner will bring the basketball up. Dort College a chance to build on the 10-point lead. Cliff with the basketball out front. Goes right side, Kachi. Kachi on the right side, comes over to Lindberg, reverses Warner. Warner looking down low for Vogel. Warner with the basketball, now pick and roll play. Warner comes right side, Kachi. Kachi, make it rain? No. Rebound taken away by Clay Harold. Long pass into the front court with the basketball is Murren. Murren looking for the trailer, finds Engler. Engler over to Harold. Harold, three, good. Clay Harold pulls the trigger. He's got six. Dort College leads 36-29, 2:17 remaining in the first half. Cliff Warner with the basketball. A bucket here would be nice. Cliff with the basketball goes over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Vogel. Instead they go Kaiser left elbow. Kaiser brings it to the right elbow. Comes back over to Warner. Warner looking down low. Warner instead to Kachi. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Kachi, Lindberg. Lindberg muscles it up with the right hand. Good. Kyle Lindberg with 4 points. Dort College leads 38-29. Briarcliff basketball. Up the floor with it is Fahey. Fahey hands it off to Matt Berg. He's playing an undersized post. Ball is deflected. Taken away by Kaiser. Gets it over to Kachi. Kachi drops it off Warner. Warner with the right hand. Good. You don't see many of those in conference games. A run out, a clear fast break opportunity. The Dort College defenders take advantage. 1:28 remaining. Driving in, laying it up is Turner Fahey. Fahey with a 2-point basket. Dort College opened the gate and he ran through. Warner with the basketball, Lindberg. 1:15 and counting, first half. Right side, Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Warner. Warner with the basketball out front, Kachi. Kachi on the left side, down to the baseline. Tough shot, got it. Whispers that one through. Austin Kachi with 14, 42, 31. He's attacking off the dribble again, and he's knocked down some of those shots. 57 seconds remaining in the half. With it out front is Murren. Murren driving left side, cut off there by Kachi. Kachi hounding him out front. They go out front to Harold. Clay Harold gives it up right side, Fahey. Fahey back over to Murren now. Murren guarded there by Kachi. Murren's going to drive in, hesitates, drops it off. Berg, and Berg travels with it. Good stop there that time by the D.C. boys. 42-31, Dort College leading by 11. Briarcliff will send some new players into the contest. Defenders leading by 11. You'd like to hold it till there's less than 5 seconds remaining in the half if you can, and go into the locker room up at least 11. With the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg with the ball across half court. Kyle has it. He'll hand it off to Warner. Warner gets it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg has his dribble if he wants to use it. Hands it back over to Cliff. 20 to shoot for the defenders. 2 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Game clock is at 17. Warner out front with the basketball guarded there by Otting. Dort College is in the bonus if they can draw a foul here. Walthersdorf out front. Cliff. Eight on the shot clock. Warner, lob pass over the top for Vogel. Berg passes it off left side. Murren shot off the buzz, off the backboard, no good, and we go to the half. Up 42-31. Dort College did not execute that last possession as well as you would like, but they survived. Briarcliff does not get a momentum-changing shot at the buzzer to go. And the Dort College defenders lead it by 11 at halftime, 42-31. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Dort College leads it 42-31 at halftime. Dort College scored the first 4 points of the ball game, pushed the lead up to 5 at 7-2. Briarcliff cut it down to 7-6. Dort College still led 15-13, put together a little run, back-to-back buckets to go up 19-13. Briarcliff answered, making it 19-15, and it was 21-19. Dort College made a bucket to go up 23-19 and called a timeout, and from there they put together a little run. They hit a three and then a pair of twos to go up by 9 at 30-21. Briarcliff answered with a three to make it 30-24. And Dort College gradually pulled away to at 1 point, an 11-point lead at 40-29, and they go to the locker room up 42-31 after the two teams exchanged 2-point baskets at the end of the half. 42-31, our score, Dort College in front. Dort College led unofficially by Austin Kachi with a 14, while the Briarcliff Chargers are led by Zach Otting with 9 unofficially. Back with more after this. 42-31 our score. Dort College in front at halftime. Taking a look at the score sheet in this first half. Dort College 17 of 30 from the floor, 56.7%, 3 of 8 on threes, 37.5%, 5 for 6 on free throws, 83.3%. Briarcliff 10 for 23 from the floor, 43.5%, 3 of 9 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 8 for 8 on free throws, 100%. Dort College out-rebounding Briarcliff 15-11, turnovers, Briarcliff 8, Dort College 6, steals, Briarcliff 4, Dort College 2. The numbers look like this officially for halftime scoring. Austin Kochi leads Dort College with 14 points, 12 for Jordan Vogel. He's 5 for 9 from the deck, while Kochi is 6 of 9. Cliff Warner, 2 for 4 for 5 points. 4 points for Kyle Lindberg, 2 for Trevor Walterstorff on a slam dunk in the half-court set. Sean Kaiser, a pair of free throws for 2. Chris Sievers with 3. For Briarcliff, 9 points for Zach Otting, 6 for Clay Harrell. 4 each for Taylor Murren, Turner Fahey, and Michael Collison. 2 for Jake Shipley, and 2 for Ricky Torres for their total of 31 points. For Briarcliff, they are led in rebounding by John Engler with 3. Michael Collison and Clay Harrell have 2 rebounds each. The Dort College defenders are led by Trevor Walterstorff with 4 rebounds. Jordan Vogel and Cliff Warner have 3 rebounds each. Cliff Warner with 4 assists. Austin Kochi and Trevor Walterstorff with 2 assists. Taylor Murren and John Engler with 2 assists. Jake Shipley has 2 steals for the Chargers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the halftime scores that we have from around the conference right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Briarcliff at halftime, 42-31. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Coming up this week on KDCR, Wednesday night, Dort College on the road to Northwestern to face the Red Raiders in Orange City. 6 o'clock start time for the women, 8 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear the game on KDCR 88.5 FM, starting with the women's game at 6 o'clock. 1 week from today, the Dort College defenders hosting the Hastings College Broncos. That's a 2 o'clock start time 1 week from today and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. And you can hear that doubleheader on KDCR 88.5 FM as well. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at those scores from the conference right after this. Halftime scores in men's basketball, I've got them all. Morningside leads Midland 32-26 in Fremont. Dakota Wesleyan leads Doan 31-30 in Crete. Hastings leads Northwestern 39-33. That's 39-33, Hastings in front of Northwestern at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty at halftime, 32-21. And the game you're listening to here on KDCR, Dort College 42, Briarcliff 31. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Earlier today in women's basketball, Briarcliff defeated Dort College 88-67, Morningside over Midland 68-65, Dakota Wesleyan over Doan 88-67, Hastings over Northwestern 76-63, Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 79-54. In women's play, Concordia has a 12-2 record with six games to go. Morningside is 12-3 with seven games to go. Briarcliff is 10-4. Mount Marty is 10-5. Northwestern is 9-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 8-6. Hastings is 7-7. Dort College 7-8. Midland 4-11. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-14. Doan is 0-15. Second half basketball from the Newman Flanagan Center coming up right after this. Briarcliff basketball after the break. Picking it up is Murren. Murren gives it off to Fahey. Fahey with the basketball. Fahey passes over to Shipley. Shipley gives it up to Taylor Murren. Murren with the basketball gives it up to Collison. Collison to Fahey. Fahey underneath Murren trying to post up Kachi. And a travel violation called on Murren as Kachi bellied up on him. And Fahey couldn't get turned to the basket. He gets whistled for the travel by the official underneath the basket. That's Brooks Wells making that call. And the defenders bring it up. With the basketball is Warner. Warner goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing. Dort College had good patience in the first half. Warner drops it inside for Vogel. Vogel has a step. Puts it up with the right hand. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Michael Collison. And Michael Collison has just picked up his third, I believe. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Team foul number one on the Chargers in this half. 19-17 remaining in this first ball game. That's in regulation. Vogel's first free throw is off the heel and won't drop through. Another one on the way for Jordan. Jordan 2-for-3 now from the free throw line, trying to give Dort College their biggest lead of the ball game. Second free throw on the way for Vogel is up, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by the defenders, Warner. Warner loops it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff against Collison. Kicks it back out for Warner. Doesn't see what he likes. He wants to reset it. Cliff gives it over to Vogel. Vogel will drive baseline against Collison. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Collison. Dort College forced it down low. They get a foul on Collison, but they get a missed shot on the second opportunity. And Briarcliff now trailing by 11. They run Shipley off the screen. Closing out, though, is Lindbergh. They get it back over to Murren. Murren with it out front. Murren to Collison. Collison out beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Shipley. Shipley three, no good. Rebound taken down by Kachi. Kachi ahead to Warner. Warner into the front court. Lobs it over the top. Intended for Vogel and just a little over-eager. Dort College turns it over. Briarcliff gets the ball back. Neither team able to score here in the first minute and a half of this second half. Briarcliff will bring it up. This is Fahey. Fahey with the ball. Takes it across the timeline. Comes over to Shipley. Shipley out front, Collison. Collison, Fahey. Fahey on the left side. He averages 9.9 points per game. Shipley tries to post up. Here's Collison. Collison, 15-footer, right elbow is good. He's got 6 points. Dort College leads 42-33. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right wing. Cliff drops it off left side for Lindbergh. Lindbergh will put it on the floor against Engler. Back over to Warner. Warner right side, Walterstorff on the wing beyond the three-point line. Lindbergh with the basketball. Gives to the cutter, Kachi. Kachi high off the glass, no good, but there for the putback is Jordan Vogel. Vogel with 14. Dort College leads 44-33. Good cut to the basket that time by Kachi. Had to go up high over the top of Collison, though. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Another rebound for Kachi. Here comes the defenders. Three-on-two break. Warner will step into the three. No good. Rebound long, though, taken down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it away to Kachi. Dort College will reset it. Dort College trying to hammer it. They give it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner on the right side past Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives to Vogel. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Comes left side, Warner. Warner, three ball. No good. Rebound controlled by Collison. Cliff not hitting from the outside today. He's got 1-3 so far and a 2. Briarcliff for the basketball. And they give it up Fahey. Dort College by 11. 17 minutes left to go in the game. Fahey with it on the left side, guarded there. They give it over to Collison. Collison beyond the three-point line. That's a step or two out of his range. 15 is about the limit for him. Murren looking for Shipley. They give it to Shipley on the elbow. Shipley back over to Collison. 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Briarcliff. Engler kept it alive. That's Fahey with the basketball. Fahey on the left wing. Fahey looking down low. They give it Shipley. Shipley fading away from 17, and he knocks it down. That's where he's tough. 44-35, Dort College by 9. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Walterstorff. Swing pass left side, Warner. Warner out front. Kachi. Kachi at the three-point line. Goes right side, Walterstorff. They look down low for Vogel. Walthersdorf drives baseline. He gets the reverse. He's got four. Dort College leads 46-35. Quickly up the floor, Briarcliff. Collison goes right side, Murren. Murren, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound corralled by Walthersdorf. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner wants to direct traffic. He goes to Kachi. Kachi off the dribble, feeds it left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low, the side is vacated. He comes over to Kachi. Kachi now down low, Vogel. Vogel, fade away from 10, no good. Rebound though, tracked down by Lindbergh. Keeps it alive, Vogel. Vogel, right side to Warner. Dort College a fresh 35 to work with. Pass goes left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf looking for someone to pass to. Lost the dribble. Now picks it up. Finger roll. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Trevor Walthersdorf with the two-point basket. He's got six. And he goes to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College by a baker's dozen, 48-35. And that time, Dort College winning the race to the loose basketball to keep the possession alive. That was Kyle Lindbergh who won the race that time to keep it alive. Dort College sending three new players in. Rindles, Seavers, and Kaiser are in. Catching a break right now are Lindbergh, Vogel, and Kachi. Walthersdorf, free throw, no good. Rebound tapped by Kaiser, unable to control it. Dort College leads by 13, their biggest lead of the game, 48-35. Chargers basketball. Dort College with an opportunity here to get a little separation. Engler into the lane, cut off. Engler back out front, it goes to Taylor Murren. 15 to shoot, he's guarded by Rindles. He shovels it back outside, Berg. Berg underneath and stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Zach Odding. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will get the ball back on the turnover. Briarcliff, some uncharacteristic turnovers. Dort College will bring it up. Warner will take it up. 15 minutes remaining in regulation. Dort College 48, Briarcliff 35. Kaiser for the basketball. Kaiser gives it off to Rindles. Rindles. Rindles drops it inside for Seavers. Seavers double teamed. Comes over to Kaiser and the ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff with the basketball back. Leading by 13 are the defenders. 14:50 remaining. Zach Odding in between the circles. He's guarded by Kaiser. Odding will score. He's averaging 10 per game off of the bench. Comes back out front. Harold. Harold to Odding. Odding to Engler. Engler trying to clear a path for himself. Gives it into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf out front, intended for Kaiser. It's taken back by Murren. Dort College will have to retreat and play defense again. Right idea, but that time Briarcliff got back. And a hand check called on Rindles before the shot. Nathan picks up the personal with 14:20 remaining. Actually isn't a bad foul there for the defenders. That's just foul number one of this half on Dort College. Throwing the ball in for the Chargers will be Zach Odding. They get it into Murren. Murren with the ball out front, guarded by Rindles. Left side pass to Odding. Odding has 9 points in the first half. That's his season average. They drop it inside for Berg. Berg missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Seavers. Seavers outlets over to Warner. Secondary break. No. Briarcliff has retreated. Pass goes right side Kaiser. Kaiser, Rindles. Rindles. Left side Walt. Walt looking down low for Seavers. Seavers with the dunk. Chris Seavers with 5 points. Dort College leads 50-35. Dort College has outscored Briarcliff 8-4 to start the second half. And they have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 50-35. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Engler. Engler back outside to Harold. Harold misses everything on the three-point shot. It'll be Dort College basketball. Timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff. This is KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout, charged to Briarcliff. 50-35, Dort College by 15. 13:33 left to go. In this contest, Briarcliff has 4 timeouts remaining. They use their first timeout of the second half. Dort College by 15. Cliff Warner will bring it up. Warner with the basketball. He passes left side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it on the wing. Walthersdorf gets a pick out front. They cover him up. Walthersdorf on the elbow. Tries to feed Kaiser. Kaiser saves it in. It's down on the floor. Saved by Seavers. Over to Rindles. Rindles, Warner. Warner, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. It hung on the rim and dropped through. You don't see many by Cliff that don't go straight through to the bottom of the well. That spent some time on the rim, and it finally fell through. North College leading 53-35. With it on the left side, North College on defense. Clay Harold has the basketball. They go right side, Shipley. Shipley sets up, fires three. Good. Can't give him time to set up. He's got seven, and you don't want him to get rolling. 53-38, North College by 15. Cliff Warner with the basketball, right side, Rindles. Rindles, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf out front. Waltersdorf goes right side, Rindles. Rindles directing traffic. He gives it up, Walt. He's got the side of the floor to work with. Trevor will go to the lane. Nothing there. Warner, left side. Kaiser underneath. Severs can't get it to go, but he's fouled first. He's fouled on the play. I believe they said the foul came before the shot. Kyle Lindbergh is going to check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Trevor Waltersdorf. So Dort College will not get free throws this time. Instead, they'll have to inbound it. Cliff Warner to trigger it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College leading by 15, 12-20 remaining. Warner to inbound. North College a fresh 35 to work with. Severs gives it back to Cliff. Cliff with the ball. Lob pass over the top. Lindbergh stripped on the way up. Now Severs has it and stepping on the baseline out of bounds as he tries to strip it is Zach Otting. North College will get the basketball back. 28 to shoot. 12-13 left to go in the game. 53-38 North College by 15. Cliff Warner will check the ball in. Severs and Rindles check out. Vogel comes back in along with Kachi. Right now you've got Waltersdorf on the bench in place of Kaiser in terms of the Dort College starting lineup. Warner to throw it in, gets it into Vogel. Vogel, Cliff, three, nope, short, rebound. Take it away, weak side on the baseline by Zach Otting. Here comes Briarcliff with a chance to cut into the 15-point lead. 53-38, Briarcliff with the basketball. Out front with it is Fahey. Fahey with it on the left side. Fahey, cross-court pass. Gives it up to Otting. Otting working against Kaiser. Comes back to Harold. Harold to Otting. Otting, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Collison. Collison goes into the corner. Shipley. Shipley under pressure. Shot no good. Rebound Kachi. Kachi has rebounded well today. Gives it up Warner. Warner on the right side. Threw it away. Ball deflected off of an official, though. It stays in play, and Lindbergh comes up with it. Ho, the Dort College defenders. Caught a break that time as Brooks Wells had that one bounce off of his leg right to Kyle Lindbergh. Kachi with the basketball. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with it. 15 to shoot. North College wants a timeout. Coach Ross Dalma says, I've seen enough. I want a timeout to reset things. 15-point advantage for the defenders. 53-38. Back with more after this. Timeout, North College. North College calls a timeout up 53-38, 14 seconds on the shot clock, 11:18 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center. Providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Kyle Lindbergh. As we resume play, get the ball inbounded to Cliff Warner. Warner out front, guarded there by Zach Otting. North College time to work with it. 10 to shoot. Now it's 7. Warner, left side. He's going to drive in. Puts up the floater. No good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Otting. Otting off and running. Has it swiped at by Vogel. They feed it to Harold. Harold drops it off inside for Collison. Ball's down on the floor. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Briarcliff Chargers post player. Michael Collison, it'll be Dort College basketball. Cliff Warner that time giving away about a foot and 3 inches to Collison. And well over 100 pounds, he battled him though and knocked the ball loose. It ended up off of Collison. Dort College still up 15 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Cliff Warner with the basketball on the right wing. Cliff to Kachi. Kachi outside. Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel outside. Warner. Warner, three. Got it. He's not going to miss that many in an open look like that. More often than not, he's going to knock it down. Dort College leads 56-38. Dort College up by 18. Shot on the way. Three, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Briarcliff. No good. Rebound tapped, again, controlled by Kaiser. Quick shot that time by the Chargers. Here comes Dort College, a chance to blow the game up above 20. Right side, Kachi. Kachi back over to Cliff. Cliff on the left wing, Kaiser. Kaiser out front. He rolls it inside for Vogel. Vogel against Collison. Lost it. Picked up by Briarcliff. Chargers coming back the other way. Down by 18 with 10 minutes remaining. With the basketball into the front court is Otting. Otting at the free throw line. Comes over to Harold. Clay Harold gives it up, left side Shipley. Shipley guarded there by Lindbergh, gives it up, back over to Harold. Harold lob pass underneath, Collison. Collison with a dunk. Michael Collison with 8 points. Dort College leads 56-40. Briarcliff has been outscored 14-9 here in the second half. 9:39 left to go in regulation. Kachi out front with it. Important next 2 or 3 minutes. Warner back out front, might have traveled with it. Gets it away, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh has it blocked. Ball's loose and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Shipley, and he just doesn't have enough energy to go get the ball after it was so close out front. And you just looked at Jake Shipley, that is. Looked like he wanted to go get it and just simply couldn't. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. 13 to shoot for the defenders. No change of possession that time. Dort College leading by 16. Pass goes underneath Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, reverse layup. Good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Trevor Waltersdorf with another chance at a three-point play opportunity. Dort College leading 58-40, pending the free throw, and John Angler will check back into the game. Checking out will be Jake Shipley. 9:21 left to go in regulation. Dort College leads it 58-40. On the floor for the defenders right now, Severs, Kaiser, Trevor Waltersdorf, that is, Austin Kachi, and Cliff Warner. Free throw on the way for Trevor is up, spins it too strong, no good. Rebound fought for, Severs comes away with it, but it's taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff on the outlet pass, gets it, it's down on the floor. Waltersdorf with it, gets it to Kaiser. Dort College has numbers. Sean into the front court, feeds it right side, Severs, Severs. Warner, Kachi. Puts it up in traffic, and it's blocked out of bounds by Collison. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College getting a little loosey-goosey with it right now. 58-40. You're up 18. You want to finish it off. Dort College in a great position here. That comes over to Waltersdorf. 9 minutes remaining in regulation. Severs will wheel in against Collison. Puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Michael Collison looking tired right now as well. He's trying. The big fellow, though, every time he runs up and down the floor one more time, it just wears on him. That is a big body to go up and down the court. Michael Collison has just picked up his fourth personal. Free throws on the way for Chris Severs, a pair of them, as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First one no good. Dort College has not shot their free throws well today. They were 5 of 6 in the first half. They have not made one in the second half. They are 0 for 5. Another free throw on the way. Severs eyes it, flies it, buys it. 59-40, Dort College by 19. Severs with 6 points. Dort College's posts have combined for 20. With a basketball out front is Zach Otting. Otting will launch a three, and again, a quick shot. Briarcliff chases down the long rebound. Long shot, long rebound. Driving in is Otting. Otting to Berg. Berg, layup, no good. Tap in, no good. Engler gets it underneath. Back to Berg. Berg, layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Waltersdorf, and it's been that kind of day for Briarcliff. 59-40, Dort College by 19. Trevor with the basketball, left side, Kaiser. Sean with it. Out front, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College will use some time. They go over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs. Severs, Warner. Warner, three, good. Four threes for Warner, 14 for the ball game. It wasn't that long ago I said not really making that many. He's gotten a couple of open looks, though, as open as he has had all season. He's not going to miss those very often. Warner got blitzed on a screen. Shot no good by Briarcliff. And Warner picks himself up off of the floor. Dort College wants a timeout. Cliff Warner got hit awfully hard on a screen. And Chris Severs will come over to make sure Cliff is okay. That's Chris Fegerness, the trainer for the Dort College Defenders. Passes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Gives it up Kachi. Kachi underneath Severs. Severs right side to Kaiser. Kaiser on the elbow. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Dort College leading 62-40. Severs puts the shot up in the lane. No good. Rebound tap out. Kaiser. Kaiser. Cross-court pass. Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound Berg. Berg's the player that set the screen that knocked Cliff Warner out of the ballgame for the time being. Cliff being attended to, though, and we'll keep our eye on that. Hopefully we see him again yet before the day is over. Dort College leading 62-40. Engler comes right side over to Zach Otting. Otting will drive down to the baseline, and we've got a reach-in called on the defenders. And Turner Fahey, 6:57 left to go in regulation. 62-40, Dort College by 22. It has not been Briarcliff's day. Hopefully the next 6:57 for your defender fans plays out that way as well. Engler shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Otting, blocked by Vogel. Vogel is fouled from behind, and Otting, getting chippy, takes a swing at Vogel after he secured the rebound, came over with the hatchet, and gets called for the personal foul. Frustrating day for Briarcliff, and it's starting to spill over into some of their play. Dort College leading 62-40. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles across the timeline, comes over to Walthersdorf. Trevor with it, comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right side, Rindles. Rindles on the wing, back over to Vogel. 6.5 left to go in the contest. Left side pass, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three, got it. Austin Kachi with 17. Dort College leads 65-40. And here come the Chargers with the basketball. With it out front is Turner Fahey. Fahey gives it up to Clay Harold. Harold with the basketball. He comes over to Murren. Murren drives in. Left-handed layup. Good. He's got six. 65-42. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles hassled. Gets it away. Kachi. Kachi on the right side. 6 minutes remaining. Lindbergh goes left side. Rindles. He'll launch a three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Into the front court with the basketball is Briarcliff. Taylor Murren with it. Murren. He'll launch a three. And it's good. Murren with the three-point basket. He's got nine. Dort College leads 65-45. And you want this game to be over for the defenders now. They lead by 20. Rindles with the basketball. He goes right side Kachi. You want to be patient if you're Dort College. Kachi passes Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles to Kachi. Kachi three. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff coming back the other way. Harold, Harold, finger roll, good. Clay Harold with a two-point basket, he's got eight. And the Dort College defenders lead 65-47, and Coach Ross Dommel wants a timeout with 5:06 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 5:04 left to go in regulation. Back with more in a minute. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Got people asking if we have any updates on the Hastings-Northwestern contest. At this point, I do not. Wish I did, but I don't. 5 minutes remaining, Dort College by 18, just trying to ride this one out. I'd be surprised if we saw Cliff Warner the remainder of this ballgame. He got knocked out on an awfully hard pick out front. Knocked out of the game, I should say. Vogel with the layup inside. Dort College hammers it down low. He's got 16. Dort College leads 67-47. Briarcliff with the basketball. Turner Fahey. Fahey on the left wing. Drops it inside. Nothing there. New player in. That's Austin Holman. Holman, a freshman, seeing his first action today. 4.5 left to go in the game. With it on the right side is Cale Whitfield. Wheatfield gives it underneath Torres. Torres against Vogel, and a foul called on the play against Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the personal foul with 4:21 left. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Obviously, if there's anybody out there that can help me out on that score from the Northwestern game over at Hastings, wouldn't mind hearing from you. Lots of contact information out there for me, so if you've got it, let me know. Looks like Dakota Wesleyan is leading Doan in men's play as well. Torres makes both free throws. Torres with 4 points, averaging 4.8 points per game. North College leads 67-49. With it on the left side is Walterstorff. 4:12 remaining. Kachi on the right wing. Kachi gives it to Rindles. North College looking to hammer it down low again. Walterstorff posting up. Walterstorff puts it up in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound fought for and a foul called on the play. Zach Otting has just picked up another personal. And with 3:59 left to go in this contest, Dort College leading 67-49, and all you want for Dort College right now is to get out of this one without anybody else getting hurt. You're up by 18. I understand the frustration for the Briarcliff Chargers. Otting that time, pretty hard foul on Trevor Walterstorff. Otting picked up his second. Walterstorff makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. This one's up and through. So Walt makes both free throws. Well, the report on Northwestern and Hastings is Northwestern leads Hastings 75-69 on the road. Shot blocked by Torres off of his foot. Now out of bounds. It's Dort College basketball coming back the other way. Vogel blocks the shot. Severs checks back in. 3:46 left to go in the contest. Bringing the ball up will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles takes it across the time stripe. He passes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it up front. Lindberg. Lindberg, free throw line jumper. Good. Kyle Lindberg with a jumper from straight on. Dort College leading 71-49. Looks like Dort College is going to breeze in on this one. 3:25 and counting. Dort College in front, 22. It's been a tough afternoon for Briarcliff on offense. Shot in the lane by Holman is good. Austin Holman with his first two. Dort College leads 71-51. Rindles into the front court. Goes right side over to Kachi. We're going to see new players in for Dort College. Reese Beaver waiting at the bench. Kachi picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side, Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the right wing. Lindberg comes over to Severs. Severs out front, Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball on the right wing. Kyle will drive baseline against Holman, puts it up, gets the shot, no good, but he gets the rebound and the putback for Lindberg. Lindberg with eight. Dort College leads 73-51. 2:40 and counting. Three new bodies checking in for the defenders. Murren will launch a three, and he hit it. Taylor Murren with 12. Dort College leads 73-54. Dort College basketball. Rindles picks up the dribble. He passes left side over to Severs. Severs with the basketball on the left wing. He goes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Trevor looking out front. Goes to Austin Kachi. Kachi right side to Rindles. And Dort College wants a timeout just to get some new players in. It'll be a line change for the defenders. And for the faithful that made their way down to watch this ballgame at the Newman Flanagan Center, Dort College has treated them to a win in men's basketball, 73-54. Good win for the defenders today if they indeed hang on. Up 19 with 2:12 remaining. It would appear they're in pretty good shape to do that. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Beaver. Beaver with it out front. He's got it left side over to Dustin Dalma. Dalma picks up his dribble, goes to Beaver. Beaver underneath David Denherder. Denherder into the lane. His turnaround from 10 is good. David Denherder with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 75-54, 1:50 and counting. Briarcliff basketball, new players into the game for the Chargers. They swing it left side over to Evan Watkins. Watkins to Adam Paulson. Now Holman. Holman in the lane. Kick out pass. Watkins. Watkins in traffic. And he gets pushed on the play. Foul's going to go on the defenders. And the Briarcliff Chargers will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Evan Watkins to trigger it. Watkins gets the ball inbounded. Baseline jumper is good for the Chargers and Cale Whitfield. Whitfield with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 75-56. This one all but over, though. 120 remaining. Beaver picks up his dribble. Goes to Elliott Christians. Christians posting up on Holman. Christians, baby hook, no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Dustin Dalma. And Christians went down in a heap that time. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College just wants to get out of here without anybody else getting hurt. It has gotten chippy. In a hockey game, you'd be having people in the penalty box. Dalma with the basketball out front. Passes right side over to Beaver. Beaver with it. Beaver to Denherter. Denherter out front. Seven to shoot. Dustin, three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Denherter, and Denherter is pushed on the play from behind by Mike Newton. Newton commits the personal foul. And David Denherter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, this kind of stuff will happen when you're frustrated. And right now, Briarcliff in a frustrating part of the year. They lost to Hastings at home last week. They lost to Northwestern in a game that they were never really in on Wednesday night. And here tonight, or this afternoon, it's been an uphill climb as they never led. Dort College led by double digits at halftime. And they lead 77-56 as Michael Denherter makes both free throws. Did I say Michael? I meant David. Beg your pardon. Michael, the younger brother, he's probably getting set to play Heelan right now over at Hull. Dort College with the lead. Under a minute remaining. Pass goes left side over to Whitfield. Whitfield jumper good. Kale Whitfield with 4 points. Dort College leads 77-58. Comes over to Dalma, 35 seconds and counting. Dustin with a basketball, working against Watkins. Goes right side, Beaver. Beaver with a basketball. Beaver to David Denherter. Denherter, lob pass over the top. Christians, head fake, puts the shot up, blocked from behind. But the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. 24 seconds left. 19 on the shot clock. Dort College is going to improve to 18-5, 10-4 in the conference. Briarcliff's going to fall to 7-7 and 16-8. Pass over the top. Denherter comes down with it. Gets it over to Beaver. 16 to shoot now. Reese with it on the left side. Drives in. Nothing there. Christian's trying to seal his man. Beaver, reverse layup. Loose ball. Taken down by Denherter down on the baseline. Gives it over to Elliott. Elliott, baseline jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Watkins. Watkins across half court. And he's not going to take a shot the way it looks. 77-58. Dort College wins by 19. Dort College defenders improved to 18-5, 10-4, Briarcliff, 16-8, and 7-7. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, it looks like the road team's having some success this afternoon in the conference. We'll get to those in just a moment. Right now, what you want to know is Dort College defeated Briarcliff 77-58. Dort College led from start to finish in this one. Briarcliff never had the advantage. They cut it down to a one-point ball game at 7-6. Dort College led 21-19, and after a bucket went up 23-19, called a timeout in the first half. Briarcliff did get a basket on the ensuing possession. But Dort College responded with a three and a pair of twos to go up by 9, 30-21. Briarcliff never got closer than six the rest of the way. Dort College led 42-31 at halftime. And scored six of the first 10 points in the second half to go up by 13, 48-35. Pushed the lead to 20-plus at 71-49. And we go to the final of 77-58. Dort College led unofficially by Austin Kachi with 17. Trevor Walterstorff ended up with 9 unofficially. We've got to go to Jordan Vogel. He had 16. And Cliff Warner had 14. Kyle Lindberg with 8 unofficially for the Chargers. Long day for them. Taylor Murren had 12. Jake Shipley limited to just 7 points. Michael Collison with 8. For Briarcliff, if Jake Shipley's only going to get 7, it's going to be a long afternoon for them. And it was. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with a look at the numbers and our post-game wrap, made possible by Wireless World. Wireless World post-game wrap-up continues right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders victorious over the Briarcliff Chargers, 77-58. Before we get to the numbers, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma so he can get his team on the road and back home, and implying that rest at this point of the season is pretty important. And the Defenders today lead start to finish. Coach, a good win for your team. Briarcliff hung around for a while early on. It was 23-21 or 23-19. You called a timeout. Briarcliff got a bucket, and then you went on a little run to get up 29-21. I know it seems like a lot of time ago. A lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. But can you go back to that timeout and talk about what you wanted to do with your team at that point?
Yeah, Mike, it was just simply a matter of playing harder and getting consecutive stops. I felt offensively that we were fine, and we were getting, you know, high-percentage shots from Jordan. And, of course, Austin was hitting some buckets, too. He had some tough shots during that stretch, but just really felt that the game perhaps was in limbo. We were going back and forth with Briarcliff at that time, and I just sensed that we were a little too comfortable defensively and was just hopefully trying to spur them on a little bit to get some stops, and we were able to do that and pushed ahead to an 11-point lead at half.
First half, you really got the ball inside well. Jordan Vogel was able to work against Michael Collison, had some success. Chris Seavers got in foul trouble, but all in all, your post players, especially in the first half, really set the tone.
They did. They did a great job, and we felt that that would be something that was going to be necessary for us here. Jordan was very active for the first 10 minutes of the game. Might be, you know, the best 10 minutes that he's played all year. Chris was in foul trouble, to his credit. You know, he didn't cancel himself out of the contest after that, which shows some maturity on his part, hopefully. And he came back and really had some good minutes in the second half after, you know, sitting for a long time on the bench with three fouls in the first half.
Talk a little bit more about that, in that Chris didn't have a big offensive day, 6 points. You get kind of spoiled thinking he's going to get 12, 14, 16 every night out. Those post players need to do a lot more in your system than just simply score the basketball.
They do. Because of how Chris and Jordan play, they're able to sometimes wear down opposing teams, and they put a lot of stress on opposing teams' defense. They both, tonight they command doubles. And, Cliff Warner had a slow first half, but he hit some shots in the second half, due largely to the double team that Chris and Jordan were facing. So there's a lot of things that don't show up on a stat sheet, but sure is nice to have, you know, both of those guys.
Austin Kochi, 17 points. He got you off to a good start.
Yeah, another good game for Austin. You know, he had a nice week, shot the ball well against Morningside, shot the ball well here again today against Briarcliff, but he also defended well both of these games, and that's something that certainly can't be lost. I thought early in the year when we were struggling, I thought him and Cliff were both soft defensively, and I think we're a much better team defensively because both of those guys are.
Austin Kochi also 4 rebounds. Not a huge number, but it just seems like, and this is a general statement, when your players are active defensively and on the boards, the offense comes a lot easier.
It does. You know, when we're moving, I would like to hope, I guess, that defensively we set the tone for the offense. Sometimes it hasn't been the case this year, but I think recently it has been. And that's certainly a good sign, and hopefully we'll see that continue going forward.
Talk about the defensive job your team did on Jake Shipley, limited him to 7 shots. That almost, to me, is a bigger impact than his 7 points.
It is. I thought Brad Cliff does a really good job of running both him and Murren off of a lot of doubles, and it takes a lot of effort on the part of the guys who are defending them to chase through that stuff, but it also requires the defender who's guarding the last screen to get a good bump to make sure there's not a hard curl cut. And so we got good chases from Austin and Sean and Kyle and at times Trevor and Nathan when they guarded him here this afternoon. But I thought our post guys did a good job, too, of not letting them split and cut the gut for easy layups, too.
Northwestern on Wednesday. We won't look any further ahead than that. But your team has a big week behind them playing these two schools, Morningside and Briarcliff, back-to-back. A couple of wins. That's something good to build on. Now another big one coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, we just got to get rested up. You know, at a point in the season where every day counts in terms of your rest and recovery. And, you know, for us, tomorrow, getting some little extra sleep, maybe in the afternoon, and obviously getting a lot of fluids in is going to be key, and then on Monday come back and try to be a little bit better than we were this week and keep the momentum going.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahlma, and we don't have any updates on scores to pass along to you yet, but we will keep our eyes on it. We're going to give you the stats now for the Dort win over Briarcliff, 77-58. Dort College, 30 of 64 from the floor, 7 of 19 on threes, 10 for 16 on free throws. That comes out to 56.7% from the floor, 36.8 on three-pointers, 10 of 16 on free throws. That's 62.5%. For Briarcliff, held the 21 of 53 shooting for 39.6%. 6 of 22 on three-pointers, 27.3%. They were a perfect 10 for 10 from the free-throw line for 100%. North College out rebounds Briarcliff 42 to 27. Turnovers, Briarcliff 12, North College 11. Steals, Briarcliff 7, North College 3. Austin Kachi led Dort College with 17 points, 16 for Jordan Vogel. Kachi and Vogel both 7 of 13 from the floor. Kachi hit three threes. Cliff Warner, 14 points. He was 4 of 9 on three-pointers, 5 of 11 from the floor. 8 points for Kyle Lindberg, 6 for Chris Sievers, 4 for David Denherter, and 2 for Sean Kaiser for their total of 77 points. For Briarcliff, Taylor Murren had 12 points, 8 points for Michael Collison. 8 points for Clay Harold off of the bench, 9 for Zach Otting, 7 for Jake Shipley, 4 for Turner Fahey, 4 for Ricky Torres, 4 for Cale Whitfield, and 2 for Austin Holman for their total of 58 points. Trevor Walterstorff had 8 rebounds for the defenders. Jordan Vogel had 6, 4 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Sean Kaiser. For Briarcliff, John Engler had 7 rebounds, 5 for Michael Collison, 4 for Zach Otting, 3 for Clay Harold, 4 for Zach Otting. They had 27 assists. Cliff Warner and Kyle Lindberg had 4 assists each. No one had more than a steal for the defenders. Taylor Murren had 2 steals for the Chargers, as did Jake Shipley. Three assists for Taylor Murren, 2 each for Jake Shipley, John Engler, Turner Fahey, and Ricky Torres. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break. Try to round up some scores right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 3 finals are in, 2 in progress. The finals, Dort College defeats Briarcliff 77-58. Northwestern handles Hastings on the road 90-78. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty 57-38 in a game that may have more resembled a wrestling match from that low-scoring affair. In progress, Midland leads Morningside with just over a minute left to go, 67-61. And at last check, it was Dakota Wesleyan up by 4, 80-76, with 44 seconds remaining. We'll try to tread some water, stall for some time, and get you those finals before we sign off. Tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College basketball. Dort College women lose to Briarcliff today, 88-67. The defenders get a 19-point win on the road in men's play, 77-58. Let's take another break. Hopefully we've got some more finals to fill you in on right after this from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Coming up this week on KDCR, the Dort College defender men's and women's basketball teams at Northwestern in Orange City on Wednesday night. 6 o'clock start time for the women and an 8 o'clock start time for the men from the Boltman Center in Orange City. 1 week from today, Door College hosting Hastings College in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs, they're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon that has spilled over into the evening now. Still trying to wait on some of those scores that will have an impact on the conference standings. We are trying to hold out. Holding out hope that we get finals on especially that Doan Dakota Wesleyan contest. And again, last check had Dakota Wesleyan leading that one 80-76. That was with less than a minute to go. We can give you the standings that we have right now. At the moment, Doan is 11-3, pending their game with Dakota Wesleyan going final. Northwestern stands 11-3, 17-5 overall. Dort College 11-4, 19-5 overall. Midland is 9-5 overall. 9-5 in the conference, 14-8 overall, pending their outcome. And it looks like we might have a final on that one. 71-66, Midland gets the win over Morningside. Morningside drops a pair on the road this week, so now you can pencil Midland in at 10-5. Morningside drops to 6-9. Northwestern over Hastings, 90-78. We told you about that already. Hastings falls to 8-6. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-7, pending their outcome with Doan on the road. Morningside slips to 6-9. Nebraska Wesleyan and Mount Marty are both 3-12 at the 15-game mark. They've got five remaining. Concordia not playing in the conference today or this weekend, for that matter. They will hold at 2-12. They snapped a 14-game losing streak, though, with a win last night in the Concordia Invitational. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And it appears that we will not be able to stall enough time away to get that last final in. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan have not gone final yet in men's basketball. It just has. Double-checking, making sure I'm reading it correctly. Got burned by that a week and a half ago. It's Dakota Wesleyan 87, Doan 83. Doan falls to 11-4. They're tied with Dort College now. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 7-7. So the finals are in. Women's basketball today, Briarcliff over Dort 88-67. Morningside over Midland 68-65. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan in women's play 88-67. Hastings over Northwestern 76-63. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 79-54. In men's basketball today, Dort College over Briarcliff, 77-58. Midland over Morningside, 71-66. Dakota Wesleyan beats Doan in Crete, 80-76. First home loss for the Tigers this season. Northwestern over Hastings by a dozen, 90-78. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty in a low-scoring affair, 57-38. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.